This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on Doug Steffens Good Day Radio program. Doug will be checking in with us later, but right now I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Hi, Jen.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How productive have you been today, do you feel like?
How productive? Well, I'm clean. Yeah. So I guess that's
productive.
I can't always say that's the case, so I guess I'm winning at life.
What's your most productive time of day?
It depends. Probably the... I constantly am going. So probably like the mid-afternoon hours if I really go. Mm-hmm. Even though I want to take a nap, if I can power through that, probably that time of day. Although, before I started doing, like, early mornings, I used to be a night person, and I could do everything at night. But I've had to force my schedule to change a bit because, you know, you got to go to bed. How about
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I used to be kind of a late morning, early afternoon person. Mm-hmm. That was when I really hit my peak in the day. But as my hours have changed and my lifestyle has changed, that's when I am like, I need a nap. Like now those are my napping hours.
Yeah.
There is a poll asking about productivity and when are people most productive during the day. And the average office person is most productive at 10:22 a.m.
That's very
specific. They get down to an exact time, right?
By 10:23, they're no longer productive.
Nope, yeah. you missed your 60-second window. But apparently it goes downhill from there because the first big slump for most people is around 1:27 p.m. I love these exact times. Like, it's not just 1 or 1:30.
My afternoon slump is around 2. But if I can power through that, then the world is my oyster. Like, if I can get through it, I can get a lot done in the afternoon. But, yeah, about 2 o'clock, woo, ready for a little snooze.
And that's the next slump. So you have your first bit. The first big slump typically happens for most people around 1:27 p.m. and then another one at 2:06. So it's like, would that just be one slump? One
that
lump slump?
Like one long slump, yeah.
Yeah. And then people tend to feel most drained Mondays and Fridays as opposed to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays. And the top things that drain us in a typical workday are too much time in front of a computer. And I think that's just because you're just sitting there and staring, and that totally makes sense. And getting interrupted by colleagues. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, well, back to the staring at the computer, yes. Like, you need to almost look away at times or just lean back, get up, walk around. And the other thing that makes people feel drained is getting interrupted by colleagues.
Oh, 1,000%.
Which, kind of like, this is one of the things. So, getting interrupted by colleagues and not taking breaks, which isn't being interrupted by your colleague technically a break?
Yes. I think if you're not talking about work stuff, for sure, it's definitely a break. But I think when you have these experts that try to tell you, like, when you're slumping and all this, I think they think a break is like, oh, we'll get outside and go for a brisk walk or, you know, like the stuff nobody has any time to do during the day. But that we feel guilty for not doing because we know we should get up and walk around a few minutes every hour. We should get out and get some sunlight, all that stuff that we should do, and how many of us realistically are able to do it?
Actually go and do it. Or the whole, like, don't eat lunch at your desk while, like, working. Take the break or whatever. And it's kind of like, well, that work still has to get done, and if I want to leave on time, guess who's eating and working at the same time?
Yep.
And then also, in general, 38% said they feel more productive working in an office, while 22% feel like they get more work done at home. I get way more work done at home, and that's in large part because I'm not interrupted by colleagues.
Yeah, I think there's something to that because you can just kind of, like, lock yourself away. But I admit that I am not a great at-home worker because there's so much stuff that I can find to do around my house. That I'll say, okay, well, I'll do a little bit of this. I'll do some emails. And I'm going to go put some laundry in. So, yeah, I'm getting stuff done. But is it stuff for the company or is it stuff for me personally? And it's a huge mix when I'm working from home. I admit it. I'm not great. You're not going to get 8 focused hours from me working from home.
Mm, I,
and I don't know that you get 8 focused hours from you working in an office.
Work at the office either. Well, but also, your time is more consolidated because if you're at the office between, like, this time and that time, you have to get everything done. Where if you are at home, you can take breaks at your leisure, go run a quick errand, come back. But then the unfortunate side is that work is always there. And you might find yourself working in the evenings. Like, my most productive time of day is between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. No,
right,
I take it back.
You're
between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah,
between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. is pretty much the bulk of my day where I get a whole bunch of stuff done, and then I have more things until 9. And then the rest of the day is kind of like maintenance and checking in on things until about, I want to say, like 4:30, and then that's when I get more productive again for a couple more hours. And then during bath time, if, like, Ryan is doing max bath, I will use that to do more work.
Right.
Where if I were going into an office each day, once I got home from work, I wouldn't be working still.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what a lot of people are also realizing during the day. But
at the end of time, it's really a mishmash because I never used to have a commute. I always worked, like, within a mile of my office. I was really lucky. And now I'm driving 65 miles a day. And so one of the things that I tell myself is that if I do work from home, I'm actually saving that 65 miles that I'd be in the car really doing nothing except maybe a few phone calls to my family members to catch up or listening to the radio or, you know, something like that. So you don't have that when you're at home, which you could say, well, I'm saving an hour on my commute, so that gives me an hour to do other things.
Oh, that's so true. And now that you mention it, too, I have gotten so bad at reaching out to people because I'm no longer driving all the time.
Yeah.
And if I am in the car, if other people are in the car, I'm usually not by myself. So I'm calling people a lot less. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe some of us need to just, like, rent those cubicles, those, like, workspace things where you're not even part of, like, the actual company.
Just,
you just rent the desk.
Shop for one day a week. Just get out of the house. Use the time to drive there, call people, and there you go.
Did you see this news about the firefighters in Georgia who had to fight a fire at their own station?
I love this. Tell the story because this is too good.
This sounds like, it sounds like
it's
the start
sitcom.
Of a joke, but at the same time, yeah, it totally sounds like something that happens in a TV show. So these firefighters in Georgia are Hall County, station number 5, calling you out. They're cooking breakfast, and it's like 10:45 Sunday morning, and then all of a sudden they're alerted.
I love to cook. These guys,
yeah.
Right?
It's yeah.
Like
if, you, if you watch Station 19, now they're alerted to a residential fire, and they head out, and they go, they fight the fire, they get back to the station, and there's a fire at their station because the stove was accidentally left on. As the crew rushed to respond to a blaze, the stove was left on, creating a kitchen fire at the station.
Unbelievable.
And this is like, do you remember being in school and firefighters would come in and teach you what to do if there was a fire and how to prevent house fires and all of this stuff? Like, this is one of the things they teach you to always turn things off. Yes. And I remember
recently, this is so embarrassing. I can't even believe I'm going to share this, but someone gave me this really lovely, like, cutting board with my initials on it. And I didn't really have a good spot for it. So I put it flat across the top of my toaster. And just leave it there. And I don't know. And then when I want to make toast, I just take the thing off and there you go. And I was unloading groceries one day and had gotten distracted and left my grocery sitting on the counter for a second. And I come back and I'm like, I know I smell a fire. I know it. And I'm looking around and I can't. And I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm having a stroke. It smells like burnt toast. Maybe it's just me because I'm the only one in the house. So. They always tell you if you smell burnt toast that you're having a stroke. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God. Is there a fire? Am I having a stroke? Like, I don't see smoke. And I was going all over the place. I realized that one of the bags of groceries was pushing down the handle of the toaster, and it was roasting the top of that cutting board.
Oh, no.
So I think even the brightest amongst us, even those firefighters, everybody can have a mistake. Everybody gets an off day.
Well, and especially when there's a group of people, because there is a word for this. I always forget the psychological word, but it's when there's a group and that nobody does something because everybody thinks somebody else will do it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's, yes. But, like, that's one of the whole reasons that when, I don't know if you know this, but, like, pilots, when they're up in the air and one has to leave the cockpit, they will tell the other pilot, your plane.
You're
and the other pilot has to acknowledge my plane. That's why I try to do that with our son, with Mac, like, and my husband. And I'm like, I'm leaving the room. Here's Mac. And my husband's like, it doesn't work out. He doesn't pick up on it. Because he's like, yeah, I know. My eyes. I can see you walking out the door.
So funny.
So the Super Bowl coming up, and it's brother against brother.
I love it.
Do you say Kelce or Kelce?
I say Kelce, but I don't know if that's right or not.
Okay, so everybody else does too. Jason and Travis Kelce, that's how it's always reported. And it wasn't until sometime recently that their teammates even found out they've been pronouncing their name wrong, their last name wrong. It was, I think it was Jason Kelce, and that's how he says it, Kelce. That they just, people started pronouncing it, mispronouncing it, and it just kind of rolled with it. And now they go by Kelce, but their actual last name is Kelce. And he kind of like,
so funny.
Yeah, and he was correcting it. We've seen that with other people. Like, who is it? Ariana Grande. And she's like, my last name is Grandy.
Grandy.
But, yeah, but she's like, but Grande sounded better, so I just didn't correct people.
I just kept it there.
Yeah, and Chrissy Teigen, she had said that her actual like last name is Teigen. But she was like, I didn't correct it. Just
hey, at least they're
it.
Saying your name, I guess. I'm excited.
Right? At least people know your face.
I know. At least they're saying your name, even if they mispronounce it. I love Travis Kelce, apparently. He's just like a big old Viking. And, you know, he just looks, he's funny. And I don't know, his remarks back to the mayor of Cincinnati after they were really smack talking Kansas City this last weekend. I thought it was just, it's funny. He calls him a jabroni. I mean, how can you not like the guy? But it'll be cute. His poor mother, his mother's been all over social media wearing
his mom can't lose. Yeah, his mom can't lose because no matter what, her son is going to be leaving with a Super Bowl ring and both of her sons in the Super Bowl. So whatever genetics, whatever training that family has done clearly was working. But yeah, her jersey, the May jersey is so cute that she took two jerseys and made it into one. So the family is calling it the Kelce Bowl, the Kelce Bowl. Yeah. And then Jason Kelce's, that's going to get annoying now. Why did I have to share that? He corrected everybody saying the name wrong. So Jason's wife is pregnant. She's 38 weeks and is going to the Super Bowl because she's like, wow, my husband's in it. So her guest, her OBGYN. Just in case anything happens, she's bringing her OBGYN as her
fast delivery.
Isn't that amazing? It's 18 after the hour on Tech Steppen's Good Day.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. And some movie news. Netflix dropped the trailer for their new movie, Murder Mystery 2. This is the sequel to, obviously, Murder Mystery. With Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. I know, right? Well, they really got their money's worth of that team there. So it's the second one. The first one was debuted in 2019. Jen Aniston and Adam Sandler reprised their roles, Nick and Audrey. I like them together. How do you feel about this?
I do too. And I like, full disclosure, I had no idea this was a sequel. I saw the trailer for this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love them. What were they in? Along Came Polly, I think, was like the last time we saw them. No, that was Ben Stiller.
Yeah, that was Ben Stiller. No, they were in Just Go With It, which was such a good film.
Yeah, and I loved it. And so I was so excited to see that they were like back together again. I didn't realize it was a sequel though. So now I feel like I have some catching up to do.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Murder Mystery.
Watch the first one, right?
A lot of fun anyway. Yeah. Well, so Adam Sandler, he's done a few things with Jennifer Aniston. Drew Barrymore was one that he did a bunch of different things with. What was
Love
it like? The Wedding Singer and 50 First Dates. All of that. Who do you like better?
With Adam Sandler?
Yes, with Adam Sandler. Who? Which person do you like better? Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Who was somebody else? Oh, no. I was going to say Salma Hayek. But that was Grown Ups, but that was just the same series, not a
different
film.
Yeah, I feel like Drew Barrymore, first of all, is just adorable and has that cutesy thing which seems realistic for Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure in real life if Adam Sandler bags Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, and Just Go With It. Yeah, I totally believe it. I totally buy it and Just Go With It. But Blended, that was another one with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. That was really cute. I like whenever there's celebrity, like, actor pairings that keep working together. Yeah. Like, who was it back in the day?
Each other.
Yes, and you can tell that they're having fun. I would love to see more bloopers from those kind of films. Like, I will definitely want more from Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock. Not the Land of the Lost. What was that movie called? But you know what I'm talking about.
I do. And both
I
of them
would love to see more of them together. Yeah.
Sandra Bullock is always one that I think is kind of funny. I don't think she gets a bad rep for her. I don't know. Does she have any bad stuff about her? She seems like she'd be fun to work with and kind of.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything rough. I would would like to see more Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves. I would like to see them do something else together, bring back kind of that speed nostalgia.
They should save, like, the world from an old folks home or something.
There you go. Well, who's another one? Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
They've
done so many things together. Even if they're not each other's counterpart in the film, they've at least been in films together too.
They look like they could actually, like, they have that very, they have a hot chemistry.
They do. They really do. Yeah. We definitely need some more of that. So the Jennifer Aniston murder mystery 2 coming out. Do you feel like you watch Netflix a good amount of time, or do you watch other streaming stuff more?
You know, I am such an old lady. I love to just watch network television, but this summer I think was my turning point. I finally kind of jumped into the world of Netflix, and I probably use Netflix more than Amazon and Amazon more than Hulu, but I also use Paramount Plus an awful lot.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I typically watch series more than the actual streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll watch something like one big long thing at a time. And I'm not just talking Bluey on Disney Junior. Like that's the only actual TV that I'm watching anymore.
For the series rather than just like browsing. I don't really browse. I look for something.
Yes. Like I was rewatching. Did you ever watch What I Like About You from the early aughts? Amanda Bynes.
Oh my gosh,
Shani
I love
Garth,
it. Yes,
way back
yes,
in the day.
Yes,
I was rewatching
yes,
it recently, and it was on HBO Max, and I had like 6 episodes to get through of the last season, and then it left HBO Max, and I'm like, seriously?
Oh.
So now I'm watching The Mayfair Witches, which is a good one. I highly recommend. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The government, along with NORAD, are tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana's military facilities, including some of our nukes. Canada said it was working with the United States after the Pentagon said it is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon and added it was monitoring a potential second incident. China's mouthpiece said the United States air defense system is a decoration and cannot be trusted. End quote. The House kicked out Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the Foreign Affairs Committee in a vote Thursday, citing her language used in many instances, including anti-Semitism. Speaker of the House McCarthy on the Hill.
Based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins. The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Doug will be along with us eventually.
He'll fly through at some point.
he'll be here sooner than you think. Have you ever gone to a thrift store and found something that you're like, this either should not be here or is wrongly priced, and these people clearly have no idea, and it ends up being a really good find?
Nope, not lucky. Every time I go to a thrift store, I find something that smells like mold. I'm just not lucky in that department. But I know that people do. They find, like, designer bags or designer shoes, something that people don't know that they have, that they're selling for a good spot.
Yes. Well, there's this indigenous Canadian jacket that is believed to be more than 170 years old that found its way to a vintage clothing store warehouse in the UK. This warehouse is called the Glass Onion. And it just makes me think of that movie that I still need to see, The Glass Onion. But anyway, yeah. So digressing, the store, it's in Barnsley, and it comes in, and they're thinking, okay, like, that was a big trend in the 60s and 70s, these French jackets, and they're looking at it, they're like, okay, this is not like the other ones from the 60s and 70s. This one clearly looks special, so they were like, let's look into it. They look into it and learn that it was made in the 1850s by someone of the Cree First Nations in Western Canada. So once they identify this and realize, okay, this is something really special, the warehouse starts working with the vintage shop starts working to reunite it with its community. They were like, no, this is special. This needs to be with descendants of the Cree people or the Cree people up in Canada, and let's go ahead, get it back. They started consulting with remote experts. They looked at everything and got it verified, got it wrapped up, and went ahead, shipped it over, and now it's back reunited with its community.
That's awesome. How crazy mm-hmm. is that? I don't even know. I mean, would you even know? I don't even know if I know how to look for important things.
No, I don't. I would feel like they have experts at these locations and stuff, but, you know, sometimes it's just like high school kids with their part-time jobs and everything, where they come in, like, did you ever do Plato's Closet back in the day? Like,
no,
you would take your clothes, it's a resale shop, so it's kind of like thrifting, but it's, like, brand names, and you go and you sell their stuff, and it's the lightly used clothing items or shoes and unused accessories or anything that's unopened, and you take it, and they buy, like, all of it for $2 or $4, mm-hmm. and you're just like, okay, well, sure, whatever, it's better than nothing. And they turn around and sell it for, like, max price $5. But it's where you can get, like, Abercrombie or, like, as a high school student or even middle school, and you want to try to wear some of what's in the trends or the popular brands, but you can't afford it, you go to Plato's Closet. Like, that was the big thing when I was younger.
That's
cute. It kind of, like, sounds like this. But, again, it's the people who are like, we just take what's lightly used and we can only give you this much. They're not actually looking into anything. Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was pretty cool. Still across the pond, there is, like, not such a great story. It's something called the doppelganger murder. Like, doppelganger.
Like a lookalike?
Yeah, there's a woman accused of killing an Instagram lookalike to plot her own fake death.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a family dispute. The missing woman and the body that just was found in the woman's car by her parents. And this happened in Germany, but apparently things were not as they seemed, and it was not the victim they thought it was. It was some other victim, and now they're saying that she and her friend did this. They found a lookalike on Instagram. They stalked out somebody who looked like her, got in touch with her, killed her, and staged her own death so that she could go start a new life.
So she just decided to take off.
Mm-hmm.
I would be devastated.
It did not work.
You mourn your family, and then you find out that your family's capable of doing this? No way. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she is a 23-year-old and just apparently was having some family problems, wanted to start a new life, felt like faking her own death was the best option, got her other friend, who's also 23, involved. And it did not work out. And now I feel like there's going to be a Lifetime movie about this.
There has to be. It's already being done right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Ugh. People are crazy. What is wrong? People are just losing it.
They really are. And where do people get ideas for stuff like that?
That's the thing. Like, how do you think? This is what I wonder. Like, and we talked about this. We've talked about it before. When you just, you think, how do people get to the point where they think, something like this is their only option. I just, I don't know. You know what would be great? I just want to disappear. So you know what would be a great idea? I mean, come on. Come on.
But aren't there, like, there are other ways to, like, we're not going to go into it because, you know, no ideas. But there are other ways to fake your own death without, yeah, we're not going to give people ideas. But there are other ways to fake your own death that do not involve harming other people.
I know. Taking out somebody else. Unbelievable.
It really is. So other people who were taken out untimely, Connecticut witches back in the day could be exonerated.
Definitely taken out.
Nearly 400 years ago, and their names may be cleared. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's good for them now. I guess maybe when they come back at Halloween sometime, maybe they'll be happy to know they've been exonerated.
Right. And here's the thing. Is it more for the pageantry of it? Is it for the descendants, the family members? Did family members have more difficulties later in life, generations removed, because somebody previously was burned at the stake?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they were not kind to people that they thought were witches. And by the way, you just happened to be a woman who might have said something out of line, and they called you a witch, and then off to the big boiling pot of water you went. They just took you down. I don't know why it makes a difference now. I guess we have to apologize for everything in our nation's history at this moment. So I guess maybe this is just fodder in that department. I don't know. I mean, would you even know if you were related to a witch? You'd have to do some intense genealogy.
Oh, I do. I am.
You are?
Yes. So I have family members.
Do you feel better today? Can you breathe easy now?
No, I don't want her to be exonerated. I like this fact. My belief is that she was a real witch, and I'm going to run with that because that's just a lot more fascinating.
How'd you know?
Okay, so we have different relatives who are really into genealogy. I love learning, like, about ancestors and who I'm related to and all that stuff. I just don't have the desire to do the groundwork, do the legwork.
Right.
So I let other people do that. And apparently there is somebody, I'm forgetting her name now, Rebecca Steele Hartford. That was her name. She's like my 11th or 12th great grandmother. And this happened years before the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, kind of one of the first ones or whatever. And one of my cousins, like, traced all the way back to this. But she was a party girl, apparently. She got loose. She was a little mysterious man kind of situation.
She ran with the dudes,
yeah. Which back in the day, like, to be a guy's girl was not really appropriate. No. And she had a mouth on her and all of that stuff. So she was accused of being a witch. And, yeah, all of that ensued. But to me, I feel like, yeah, everybody's like, nobody was a real witch. Because have you heard that theory that if any of these were a real witch, they wouldn't have died at the stake? They would have
done
something to avoid all of this.
That's always a good argument, by the way. Like, if you're so good, maybe you should get yourself out of this bad situation.
Yeah. Well, clearly, these are people who have not even watched Hocus Pocus, because they couldn't get themselves out of their situations, but they did come back with the black flame candle.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe on Halloween for a movie on Disney Plus, at some point, these exonerated witches will come back and know that they've been given the okay.
And they'll be like, thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all were right. But, yes. So that's that news. Are there any other kind of things, like stories of people who get exonerated after the fact, and it's like so far removed after the fact where it's like, was it worth the time and effort, or is it more about the pageantry? I understand in some situations, people who are accused of murder, and then all of a sudden they find out, like, decades later after they'd already died that this person didn't do it. I think that that's powerful for the family members to have the truth confirmed.
Yeah, I think it is for crimes especially. I think even if it's too late for the person, it is probably nice for the family, if there was any doubt, to know that their family members have been exonerated. But, you know, far too often that happens in our culture. We just need to get better at that, because we shouldn't be making as many mistakes with the justice system. But, sure, I think that probably helps the family. I don't know if something so far back as witch, people probably like to tell that story, right, as family lore, that they have these relatives in their background. So I almost think it takes away from some of that fun that you get to tell your family about.
Yeah, I mean, like,
right?
I said, I enjoy it. Don't exonerate my great-great relative.
You just leave her alone.
Let her be a witch. So moving on, the Colorado woman who fell 200 feet off of a California mountain. Did you see this? She walked to safety while holding her broken neck in place.
Unbelievable.
This is like heroics of herself. How obviously she knew her neck was broken, but just to be able and to have the strength and the bravery to want to hold it together to move because she knew that she couldn't stay where she was. She had to go get help.
Well, and it was cold. It's been very cold in California. Mm-hmm. She was in the San Bernardino Mountains. Locally, there's a lot of ice and snow up in the mountains because we've had a lot of rain. And I think this was on Christmas or Christmas Eve when she did this. But so it wasn't raining at that time, but we had had some big storms. So I don't understand why people go out by themselves. Number one.
Even, she was an experienced hiker. Even so.
It doesn't matter.
Don't we learn that when we're young, always go in pairs?
For sure. And I don't understand why people, it seems like time and time again, think, oh, I'm going to be fine. I've done this before. And then all of a sudden they're being airlifted. We still have some hikers that are lost in our local mountains. One of them's an actor.
I saw that.
I don't even think he's been found yet. And so you think you have all the experience in the world, but nature has a plan, and you got to at least tell people where you are or turn on your tracking on your cell phone.
Exactly. And like you said, stay together, go with people. Like, she's an experienced hiker, and this was, Ruth Warnecki, 40. She had this freak accident. She slipped on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like the ground crumbled or what a lot of people think when somebody falls off the side of a cliff or side of a mountain. It's like, oh, they were trying to take a selfie. And it's like, that may have happened to some people. Yeah, she slipped on ice, fell to 200 feet, broke her neck, severe head wound, facial lacerations, was able to hold her neck in place and go get help. To say she's a survivor is like, still an understatement.
It's, she's lucky to be alive, is what she is. And I can't believe she had to hold her neck in place. Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah. Thank goodness she is okay.
Whew.
Well, more on the way with Doug Steffens. Good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radiant questions now at 53 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Doug Stephanie here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Be in touch with him and his office. All kinds of great help can be yours by just dialing up 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. Okay, so the benefits of exercise. People are always asking this question. Sometimes there are more specific bits and pieces or information about what happens. Good exercise is good for everything, isn't it?
Well, yes. We know that working out helps to keep our risk of heart disease and helps our brain to work better, keep our weight down. And we also know that socialization helps to keep our mind functioning a lot better as we get older. But the news this week that I think you're referring to is the combination. This was published this week, announced in the Archives of Gerontology and Geriatrics. The people who work out with others actually amplify the cognitive benefits of exercise. So you want to try, if you can, to not work out alone. You get the benefits of improvement in your lowering your risk of heart disease, your weight, your mind working better. But if you do it with somebody else, you get the benefits of socialization. One in one is three.
Isn't that cool? I was noticing in terms of exercise, especially in youngsters, that a lot of physical activity is related to less respiratory infections in children. That is, children who are active. And I'm thinking to myself, as I look at both my grandsons, they're always moving. They're always physically active. Isn't that just a part of being young? Children just want to run around and... And
go hang out on a play. Go hang out on a playground with young kids, and they are just like in motion. They're like unbelievable amount of motion. Go hang out on a playground with age 3 to 10.
Yeah,
and it's unbelievable movement.
Right. So that's good. Apparently, that leads to less respiratory infection in children, colds and the like. So keep your children physically active. Maybe you don't even have to. Maybe that is, as we're suggesting here, just kind of a part of life. I have a friend who has a four-year-old, and she just installed some rings in a workout area that she has. And her daughter is climbing on those things, flying back and forth all the time. It looks like a lot of fun, actually. And really good exercise. Just great for their bodies and their brain, development of the bones and all that good stuff. Okay, now, we have been on Good Day Health talking about sleep and sleep apnea, sleep issues, mostly because of the Center for Disease Confusion talking about this or focusing on this, publishing articles, including how many Americans are taking medication so they sleep. What's the number? This is pretty astounding, Ken.
It is astounding. The CDC announced this week, Doug, that 1 in 5, 20% of Americans are taking sleep medications either on a daily basis or recently. And this is not good. These medicines are addictive. They're not meant to be used long term. If you have trouble sleeping, what you want to do is get a medical evaluation. So often it's due to depression, anxiety, thyroid issues, like the endocrine issues like the thyroid, or changes in hormones that go on at the change of life. There may be some chronic illnesses that are causing this. Get a great head-to-toe physical exam and get the mental health taken care of.
Yep. Okay, that's, well, listen, it's especially important. I'm just coming across a couple of other things as I nose around here with regard to physical activity. As we talk about it in children, if you look at the stats for U.S. adults, about half are meeting the physical activity guidelines. Don't you wonder sometimes why it is that people seem to ignore the benefits of exercise in your cardiological practice? People be much healthier heart-wise if they're exercising, right?
Without a doubt. It's a shock. You and I grew up in school where we were required to do a certain amount. We also got a little trophy if we met a certain presidential standards for physical fitness. And each year, all of us wanted to make sure we got on that team. And that was just part of growing up. And somehow that became eliminated from growing up. And it just becomes a lifelong pattern. We should bring that back to the schools.
Absolutely. Schools should have those things. As music is good for your brain, physical exercise good for your whole body. I guess my question would be, how dare they do that? Frankly, that's just something that certainly deserves more time than we have, because we're out of time here. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with the coordination at 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.